good afternoon. You're listening to A Progressive Life. I'm your moderator, Glenn Coble, and I will be here for the next 45 minutes. We'll be talking about politics along with Dr. Feynman. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Excellent.
I want to start off by, I think we should say happy birthday to Barack Obama, 60 years old today.
Yes, 60 years old. Now, that was a benchmark I really didn't like getting to. I don't know why 59 sounded much better than 60.
Well, the zero number is always a little scary.
Yeah. Now 70 scared me as well.
And imagine we're getting closer to 80 in a few years.
You are. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
The other way. I told my wife when we hit 75 together that we're going to start counting backwards. So that's what we're doing. I don't care what you say.
So you're saying that you, I guess you're saying instead of 75, you're 57, right?
No, I'm 74 now. And
oh, so you're 47.
Well, hey, I could do the reciprocal. That would be good.
You know, I always have joked about that. So now I'm 76, so I can still say I'm 67.
67, yeah.
In December, I'm 77. The game is up.
You're screwed.
And 78, I'm not going to make it 87, so it's a lost cause for now.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm not going to work that way.
Hey, until we reach 80, then I'm 8.
Yeah, I like that. Did you get a chance to listen to our stuff? Scott and I were...
Quite a bit of it, and I'm going to say again that, yes, maybe in a few hundred years, which is silly because nobody's going to be around to record it. I don't think the world's going to be here, and also none of us are going to be here. I don't really think Trump will ever outdo Lincoln, but it would take hundreds of years for that to happen. And even Franklin D. Roosevelt and George Washington have not matched Lincoln, and Washington came before and FDR after, so I still think Lincoln's going to have the old time, and he's still being written about, Lincoln, so I do not think, but maybe in a few hundred years, but nobody's going to be here to argue or debate about it. We're all going to be long gone.
Well, now, tell me, you told me last week how many volumes have been done about...
16,000.
I thought it was like 1,600, but it was 16,000.
Oh, my God. No, about 16,000 books have been written in the 160 years since he became president. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And not all positive, obviously.
Of course.
Just as Scott said, there's negative and positive, but I think overwhelmingly positive for Lincoln. But now, but not in the early years, no. It took a long time to even respect him and see him for what he was. And don't forget, the Lincoln Memorial didn't come about to 1922, 60 years
after
the war.
Is that right? I didn't know it took that long.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll take to get the Trump Memorial up?
There won't be one. There might be a Trump library, possibly, but honestly, I don't know.
Well, like I told Scott, Trump doesn't read, so why would you put up a library?
Well, that's true. But actually, it could be Mar-a-Lago could become the Donald Trump library.
That's
at some
true.
Point.
Yeah, that could be. That would be
right in my county here, which I'm not thrilled about.
Are you in that county?
Trumpites, but what are you going to do?
Oh, my. Well, hey, I got to get a friend of mine who's a nurse. I've got to get to this because I know she's tuning on early, and I don't want her to hang on too long. But I mentioned in, let's see if I, oh, shoot, I just hit the wrong button. I hate it when I hit the wrong button on my phone.
As long as you don't have control of nuclear weapons, is it the wrong button?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm trying to find,
And there were people like General Mark Milley, worried about Trump doing something crazy like that in his last days.
Yes, I thought that was interesting, and they talked about that, I think, this week. And they were concerned, so they all the generals basically got together and decided what they were going to do in case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, what about this nurse? What is this she wanted to ask or know?
I'm trying to look it up. I mentioned in my little tidbit that I put on the internet about our show. I mentioned that. What did I mention?
Is COVID politicized?
Yes. The shot.
Will proof of vaccination be required in the future?
Yeah. Now, those are the two things.
Mandatory I'm looking at what you wrote, and will proof of vaccination should be required in the future?
Yeah, those two things. My nurse friend said that one of the problems was that it hadn't been. It was still, what is that term? It's not specialized approval.
It's not got an official approval.
Yes. And
it's still considered experimental. So has she had it or not, the vaccination?
Yes, she has. But
so far, 99.9% of people getting sick now and some of them dying are people who did not have the vaccination. So obviously the vaccination does work.
Well, how in the world can your governor, DeSantis, from Florida, how can he be so cruel as to not want
the kids?
He
doesn't give a damn. He's just thinking about running for president. He's got to be stopped. In the election next year by either Charlie Crist, the former governor, who's a congressman who's running, or else, the state agricultural commissioner, Nikki Fried, who I don't think has as much chance to be the nominee, honestly, even though she's a new generation. I think Charlie Crist is a better choice, but I think he's a madman. I really think I call him a fascist, and he is. I'm sorry. This man, and also Greg Abbott, they are out of control completely, and they just don't care about their own constituency, their own people. They just don't. Look, especially in Texas, with the freeze last winter and the floods and all that, and nothing was done. And I am sorry to have to say, Ted Cruz should not have gone to Mexico with his family. It's not that he's the state government, but he is a representative for the whole state, and he should have stayed in Texas. There was no reason to leave, but that's the arrogance of the man.
Did you agree with me on my point to Scott, is that I thought he has political influence and he could have done something politically?
I think he could. But he's also running for president. These people are monstrous. DeSantis, Abbott, Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Rick Scott. We have three of them in this state, plus the two in Texas, and then Rand Paul, and there's Tom Cotton, so many others. These are monstrous people who don't care about anything but their own ambition.
What do you think if Liz Cheney decided she wanted to run?
Well, I would not vote for her, but honestly, I don't agree with her views on a lot of issues, but I respect Liz Cheney and also Adam Kinzinger, and I hope one or both run, maybe as a ticket, and maybe, again, I wouldn't want them to win, but if they did win, it'd be a lot better than anybody who's backing Donald Trump, but I'm not saying I'd vote for them. No, I would not. I'm still going to vote for Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats choose, but I do think that these are people that are honorable, and I don't agree with them on issues, and I would be fighting about the issues once they're in, but they are not people that are unpatriotic or just backing an authoritarian fascist type like Trump.
Are there any Democrats that you would not vote for?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's going to be much of a list. It's going to be Biden and Harris, unless something, God forbid, happens. And if Harris gets in, even though there might be challenges, it'll be like Lyndon Johnson. Nobody loved Lyndon Johnson in 63, 64. But once he got in, he was going to be the nominee. Nobody could really stop him.
Right.
So I think Harris would be the nominee. I don't know who the running mate would be. But at this point, I can't. It's a long list of potentials. The people who were running last time, most of them were pretty decent, some not as much. But I'd have to have a list in front of me. Yeah. But nobody at the moment I would be opposed to,
No. All right, let's go back a little bit on the masking and the. What do you think about requiring, I never understood why it was so difficult to require proof of vaccination.
All business establishments. You cannot come in, and we'll lose the business, but nobody should be allowed into any restaurant or bar without masking and without proof of vaccination. And that's happening with a lot of jobs now. You want your job, you're going to have to do it. And I'm sorry, you don't have your freedom to do what you want and harm society in the process.
Well, I understand that. I think at the job level, you can require that. At a restaurant, if they want to serve you, and I kind of think they have the right to go ahead and serve you, but I think they should post that they do not require. Now, as far as the food service people go, I think they should have their vaccination.
Yes.
Now, here in Marion, I don't know if you were listening, but we now are offering, as of tomorrow, $100 for a person that comes in and gets their first shot.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't hear that, but yeah, but I think that's good.
We were just told that by the health department. I think Scott got that word this morning, maybe, that they're going to do that. And now our city has reversed themselves, and the superintendent of schools says they will require kids coming to school. It'll be in September or right at the end of August. They are going to require that they wear masks.
And yet down here, DeSantis has said he will not allow any funding of school districts if they demand masking. Can you believe that?
What right does he have to tell school districts what they can do?
I have to tell you, state governors in many cases are running out of control. I think they're more dangerous than, you know, except for Trump, there's never been a president that acted as arrogantly as some of these governors, and I'm going to include that to be so-called bipartisan. Andrew Cuomo needs to leave now.
Yeah.
I never liked the man in general, although, you know, I certainly prefer him to a Republican, but I mean, for years and years, I have not liked the man, and they were still giving him running for president. I said, it's too arrogant, and again, we didn't know about this, what's going on now, but I'm sorry, the guy needs to go, and Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor, should become the governor.
Okay, now, let's say Cuomo is running against Liz Cheney. Who would you vote for?
Oh, he won't be running for president.
You'd kill yourself, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. Liz Cheney's father is Dick Cheney, so yeah. I would have to stay out of that election.
Well, be careful if she has a shotgun, because she's no better shot than her husband.
Yes. Actually, Adam Kinzinger is more appealing,
yes,
although his views are still like hers, because at least she doesn't have any connection to an evil man like Dick Cheney.
she's kind of overly tough, and I think she voted 90% in favor of stuff that Trump voted for.
Yes, so she's no sweetheart, but the point is, at least she and Kinzinger want an honest appraisal of what happened on January 6th, and all these people, including the congressman in your district, Jim Jordan,
yeah,
is monstrous. And so is Kevin McCarthy, saying that, you know, jokingly, that he would hit Pelosi over the head with the mallet, you know, if he got to be speaker. I mean, he's, you know, number one, he's talking about hitting a woman.
Yeah.
Number two, he's talking about hitting an octogenarian. She's over 80.
Yeah.
And I mean, this should never happen. Beta never acted that way with Pelosi.
Well, let's see.
Ryan didn't. I mean, and I don't like them, but he is out of control. He needs to go.
Let's say it was really a joke. Maybe it was.
But you don't make a joke like that in front of an audience. You want to do it privately, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But in front of a crowd, they're all laughing. But it's really Donald Trump-like. It's the kind of thing Donald Trump does. Yes. We don't need a Speaker of the House who is as monstrous as Donald Trump.
No, that we already had 4 years of that.
Remind you, in 16, I remember reading that there was some discussion about Russian collusion at a House Republican meeting, and when McCarthy said, shh, don't talk about it. So I think he knows a lot about the 2016 election as well as what happened, you know, on January 6th, and that's why the man should be expelled from the House, and he should not be allowed to become Speaker. And he might not anyway,
yeah,
because there'll be challenges, and who says Trump's going to back him? Trump is, you know, Trump, suppose he was a good friend of Giuliani, and look what he's doing to Giuliani. He's ignoring him.
That's another question I had on my thing, and you'll notice several of these questions that I had on my little notification about the show,
yeah,
were from stuff that you had sent out this past week.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
One of them is, why is Giuliani running out of cash? Is it because Trump's failed to support him?
Well, because Trump allowed him to spend a lot of money and time making a fool of himself and being a massive liar. I'm talking about Giuliani. And now he has legal costs, and he's not going to be supported, because all that Trump is doing is raising like $100 million for his own campaign or for his own expenses. He doesn't care about anybody but himself, including his own children and his own wife. It really comes down to that. After he cheated on his wife after Barron was born, or while she was pregnant with Barron. What kind of a person does that?
Yeah, good question. Now, that does bring up a point. If he's raising $100 and some million
from stupid people,
and it's going into a PAC, he can pretty much spend it in any way he wants to.
Yes, he can.
Yeah. That's
a lot of suckers out there that are supporting him, and they just don't understand. It's like a cult. It's a religious cult, and it's dangerous, like Jim Jones in Guyana.
Yeah,
1978. And Jackie Speier, who's a congresswoman, was there and almost got killed, you know, because she was an aide to the congressman, I forgot his name, from California, Leo Ryan, I think his name was, who got killed there. She got out, but she was injured, I think. So she was a young woman, like 25, now she's in her 60s, but she knows it. She was on, I think, MSNBC or CNN talking about that. It's a religious cult, and it's being done by evangelical Christians who accept a person who has had three wives and had tons of affairs and has no ethics, and it's a disgrace for a human being. That's not being religious. That's crazy.
And caught on tape saying that you can grab a woman by her genitals. Yeah.
And that still didn't affect things.
Jackie Spears, by the way, the gentleman I supported last year to run against Jim Jordan, who didn't win the primary, but Mike Larson. Mike used to be he was very involved in her political campaign.
Oh, and she's a lovely, wonderful person. She really is, you know.
He told me she laid on the tarmac for hours after being shot, playing dead. Yeah, that is kind of scary. And
yes, but she's a heroine. She really is, and I really admire her. And she's been an excellent congresswoman.
Okay, now one of the other things that you talked about in your stuff last week that I put on here, is Sarah Palin really thinking about running again?
You said she was. This woman, and she says if God wants it to. I love that when people bring in God. God is not a Republican, is not a bigot, well, I can't say the word. I'll say it starts with an A, it ends with an E, and it's seven letters. That's as far as I'll go. I'm sorry
to do that.
I mean, this woman is a disgrace. You know, she really is. She has no brains, no ethics, and she was only governor for a year and a half or something like that. And, you know, and now the thought is she's going to run, supposedly, against Lisa Murkowski for the Republican nomination or as an independent. One thing about Lisa Murkowski, she is actually one of the few really good Republican senators who sometimes crosses the aisle. I really admire her, and she's already had a challenge in 2010 where she had to be a write-in candidate against two opponents, and she won. So she would win it again, but my God, we don't need Sarah Palin running. She is not fit to be in the Senate.
Yeah, there's a senator right now, and I wish I could remember her name, who does a lot of those I'm a pretty girl marches up and down things like Palin. I can't remember her name. But
Lauren Boebert?
Oh, it might be, yes.
The Colorado congresswoman?
Yeah.
Or maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No,
Georgia.
It's not Green, it's Boebert. And she acts like Sarah Palin sometimes.
She looks a little like a younger version of her. She does.
I
got to say this. I hate to say this. But some of the Republican women, they're all pretty dumb. But they look pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of the Democratic women look good, but some do not. But looks are not the reason you elect people. Elect them if they have brains.
Well, one of the things I always say is you've got to educate yourself, and especially if you're going to go vote. Educate yourself on these people.
Lauren Boebert, I don't think has much education. Just like Madison Cawthorn, that young 25-year-old from North Carolina, is poorly educated and is really a moron, too.
Is it Boebert or is it Green who has only a GED? It's one of those two.
I think it's Boebert.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that.
I'd have to look it up. I don't know right now. But Madison Cawthorn is such a liar. I posted an article about him from North Carolina, but he's just a monstrous person, and he's only 20, I guess he's 26 now, but he was 25, youngest House member in many, many decades, and an argument, I'm joking, against having young people in the Congress until they're at least 30, but he could be 25 and be in the House.
Well, and I want to go back because I don't want to say that a GED isn't a good thing to get. It's just not a real good certificate to be your highest level of education.
Yeah, I think you need a college degree to be not required. I think you should have to have a college degree to be in Congress.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea.
Hopefully you have a more open mind, although then some people say, oh, you're going to hear all those liberal things in college. That's what learning is all about, to get beyond your prejudices and narrow-mindedness.
That's right.
To see the other side and agree with some and not agree with some.
Yeah, and there are a lot of college educators educated Republicans. So, as a matter of fact,
some of them are bigots too. Yeah, yeah.
My wife and
the Democrats probably are too.
And my wife and I love going through every time a new Republican says something outrageous, and we both say, "Well, he probably graduated from Harvard." my father, by the way, went to Harvard, but it's kind of interesting how many what you would say are not really well thought people that don't seem to think through stuff have a Harvard degree. And my wife pointed out there are probably a lot of Harvard graduates whose parents paid for them to get the degree.
Yes, and unfortunately we do have people who are Harvard graduates or Yale, whatever, like Tom Cotton.
Yeah.
God almighty. Ted Cruz.
Right.
And from Missouri, Josh Hawley. These are seditionists and traitors. They're disgraceful.
Yeah.
But they are Ivy League grads.
That's kind of embarrassing for the Ivy League schools, but, that's why we have schools, is to open up people's thought process.
And not just the Ivy League, but the state universities.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
All the state universities are the major place that most people go. And I want to point out, I think I said this once before, Ted Cruz, when he was at Harvard Law, well, who was one of his professors? Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to imagine. I wonder
what she would say if it's principal about her colleague. But we all know that even Lindsey Graham once said that nobody would be upset if anything happened to Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Well, now, what do you think about Lindsey coming down with COVID?
That's maybe karma.
Well, and he was, he had a shot. He had already done all
his
vaccinations.
Yes, he was, which is worrisome. But the one thing is, when you've had the shots, even some of them who get it, I think nobody has died, and usually these illness is not that serious. You know, nobody can be sure you're not going to get it, but still, it is a protection to have the vaccination. And he actually said that and approved it. And I also have to give credit to Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, because he keeps on emphasizing the importance of the vaccinations, because he had polio when he was young.
Yeah, that's right.
So how anybody could say back then, they would have said, no, I don't want to have a polio vaccine, or I don't want the measles, mumps, rubella, when all kids have to go through that. I mean, this is insane, this attitude that this is somehow political. It's not political. It's a question of human life and like in public safety, and that's why anybody who doesn't get it is unpatriotic. It doesn't care about anybody but themselves, and it infuriates me.
Now, I just came across another quote that I had gotten from my nurse friend who said...
the nurse?
Yeah. My friend who had contacted me, who was a nurse... The county of Franklin County, which is where Columbus is, the entire county is now requiring county employees, staff, I believe health staff, all hospitals and stuff like that, all their staff to have their COVID shots.
Noticed in Texas there was a hospital that required it, and 150 nurses, maybe other people, not just nurses, but medical personnel, refused to do it, and they were forced to resign.
That's good.
And I think, boy, you can give up your job that easily over something like that, but good riddance. If you're a nurse or anybody medical and you don't care about your patients enough to have the brains to do it, then you shouldn't be in the profession. You should have your license taken away.
Well, this nurse friend of mine says every day, she's concerned about, about that it hasn't been fully approved yet.
That's true, but be more fully concerned about the fact that so many, 616,000 have died.
Yeah.
That's enough evidence to say you need to be vaccinated.
Well, and she said every day she has to go in and convince people to get these shots. So obviously she wants them to get the shots. She's just concerned that it hasn't been given whatever that approval is. And I believe that once they give that approval, that will take away one more rationalization that anti-vaxxers have. It no longer will be you can't say, well, it is hasn't been fully approved yet. So
the point is, even without being fully approved, the fact is, for a long time, until this variant came, the death rates were down, and the fact is we have had a lot of people who have been protected, and we can feel confident that we are safe, although we could get sick, but we're not likely to be very sick or be hospitalized or die.
Why has this become political?
Because of Donald Trump and because of the Republican Party and because of the evangelical Christians who think all you have to do is pray to God and that's going to solve everything. Yeah. Science has to win out over religion is that way I look at it.
And as a matter of fact, one of
that includes Orthodox Jews, too, who also resist.
Well, now, I'm trying to remember his name. One of our astrophysicists has said back when the Bible was written,
by many, many people for many centuries, by the way, not by one person. It wasn't God wrote it. Human beings wrote it.
And he said that because they didn't have education, because they didn't know facts, they used the Bible or they used religion to explain things. But as we learn more and more facts, they should take the place and the biblical stuff can be moved aside. Not that the biblical stuff is bad. It's. I really appreciate my friends who are religious and truly believe in their God and their choice. But we used it so long to take the place of science because we didn't have science. That's just my feeling.
Yes, well, I would just say it's fine to believe in your religion, but don't allow yourself to become a bigot, a racist, a person who takes advantage of women or hates Jews or Muslims or any other group. And unfortunately, too many of these people claim they're, quote, good Christians are not, quote, good Christians, the way they conduct their lives and promote hate in their own children for people who are different than they are.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. How you can pick and choose how religious, what things are religious and what.
And realize some of these pastors, the ones that are well known, have tremendous homes, mansions, and they have big planes and lots of wealth, and they're taking it from people who have very little to give.
And
they're corrupt as anything, and they should all be in prison.
And a lot of them go back to the, what is it, the wealth theory or something like that, is that you get rich because God wants you to be rich. I don't think God gives a damn what
nobody's getting rich except a small percentage, the ones who preach the gospel and are lying every day in what they're saying because they're manipulating audiences. They're demagogues. They're really like fascist dictatorship, really.
Okay, I
have no strong opinions.
I've never thought of you as having strong opinions.
I'm being mild.
Well, thank you. You can't say those words on the air. I did get an interesting Facebook thing from the lady who ran against Jim Jordan. Last time.
What does she have to say?
Janet Garrett. She sent me a notification that since Kennedy, there have been 6 Republican presidents and 5 Democratic presidents. Under the Democratic presidents, they've had 5 criminal indictments.
Yeah, I have that sheet from Facebook, yes. Criminal indictments, 3 convictions, 3 prison sentences.
Right, and the Republicans, 144 indictments, 93 convictions, and 34 prison sentences, and she put in so far.
Yes, well, because it includes Trump people.
Why is that
not because she said it. It's a fact. What she has here is correct. And we can say Nixon, as I said, has 78 criminal indictments, 55 convictions, 15 prison sentences. Reagan had 26 far less, but still not to be unnoticed. 26 criminal indictments, 16 convictions, and 8 prison sentences. Bush 2 had 16 criminal indictments and 16 convictions and 9 prison sentences, and Trump so far has 24 criminal indictments and 4 convictions and 7 prison sentences. Ford has only 1 case, so basically he's free, and Bush only, the first Bush, so they are clean, the first Bush and Ford, but not Nixon, Reagan, Bush 2, and Trump.
Yeah. Now, why is it that so many Republicans have so much corruption? What do you think?
Because they're in government just to exploit and they make, you know, I'm not saying Democrats are clean. Look at Cuomo, for instance.
Yeah.
But comparatively, the Republicans are in it just to get themselves more rich, and they manipulate with big business crooks and with religious leaders that they can preach together to get the people behind them. It's disgusting. But then if you look at the Democrats, Kennedy had 2 criminal indictments, 2 convictions, 2 prison sentences. Johnson had none at all. Carter had 1 criminal indictment. Clinton had 2 criminal indictments, 1 conviction and 1 prison sentence. And Obama had 0. So Obama and Kennedy, Obama and Johnson were clean. Kennedy, just a couple, and only 1 under Carter, and Clinton had a loop. Actually, even Clinton only had a couple. He's not talking about his own private life scandal. That's not included here. But I mean, basically, these administrations have been clean, although the Republicans have tried to claim otherwise.
Okay, now let's go back. This is a question that came up with Scott and I. Why he really thinks that Carter was a terrible president. I think Carter was an okay president because he was a good man.
He'll look better when he passes away, just like Truman was always horrible. And then suddenly there was the viewpoint within 5 years, my God, Truman, we didn't appreciate him. I'm not saying Carter's going to be at the top 10 like Truman, but I think Carter is a lot better than people realize. But the point is, a lot of things that happened were simply circumstance that he could not control. The invasion of Afghanistan by the Soviet Union, the Mariel boat lift by Cubans, because Castro let them go. We couldn't really stop it. It was in a short period of time. And, of course, the Iran hostage seizure. But I also say Carter, by what he did, it was upsetting, but at least they came out alive. And if it had been somebody like Reagan, they probably would have all been killed when he tried a military operation.
Well, Scott,
I don't think Reagan's to be honored for that. And I think a deal was struck with the Iranians to hold them until inauguration day. And it's not because I think it, there's evidence of it.
Okay, then that was the question. What?
David, 68, Nixon convinced South Vietnam not to negotiate with North Vietnam, and they didn't, and it helped him to defeat Humphrey. They always have dirty tricks, the Republicans.
Well, now, back in the good old days, before Franklin Delano Roosevelt, there were some pretty good old days for the Democrats. The Southern Democrats were kind of...
Oh, they're disgraceful, yes.
Disgraceful.
Now they're the Southern Republicans that are disgraceful.
Yeah,
the party has switched over.
Yeah.
All the people today are not the actual individuals, but they're the descendants of Southern Democrats who became Republicans like Strom Thurmond when he switched parties. And then we had Jesse Helms and people like that, monstrous people. So, yeah, the South has always brought us downhill, unfortunately.
Well, do you think the Iran-Contra, the money for arms was an honest-to-goodness bad thing under...
Absolutely, it was illegal because we were not supposed to be helping the Nicaraguan Contras against the government of Nicaragua. The Congress said, you can't do it, and Reagan went ahead, or maybe he didn't know, he claims, but
okay.
People around him went ahead and decided they were going to do it anyway, and it made everybody think that somehow this was a wonderful thing, because we were helping people against a Sandinista left-wing government, but that was not authorized by Congress. And, he claimed no recollection, Reagan, but I think he already had signs of dementia starting, and his son, Ron Jr., has always said that.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't hear that from Ron.
When Ron Jr.,
he's an atheist. So
they fight over that even now because Michael says, no, he didn't have dementia. Ron Jr. knew him better because he was living still at that time with him. And he said he had early signs of dementia. His mother was answering for him, which she was. And, and they covered up for him.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
And more so, like people are saying now, Joe Biden is demented. He is. He's not showing it that I can see in public. I don't know what goes on in private, but maybe it'll happen, God forbid. But right now, I'd say Reagan was far worse in his second term than Joe Biden has ever shown. He seems very fine.
Well,
and on the other hand, Trump is demented, the way he behaves and acts.
There are times where I think Biden looks like he's... like I feel, where the legs are quite...
He's weary. Look, he is 78.
Yeah, and the legs aren't quite as strong then.
No, but, you know, but the point is that he see when he speaks in public, he seems fine. He's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But Trump, every day he spoke, he was a crazy man, I thought, when he was in the White House. And he's still doing it. And he was condemning the Republicans, the 17 Republicans in the Senate, who went along with the first version of the physical infrastructure bill. And he was calling Mitt Romney a rhino, Republican in name only, picking on him particularly. And I'm not a big Romney fan, but I think it's wonderful that 17 people, including Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and even Rob Portman from your state, who's, you know, is at least somewhat decent, and Romney are backing this physical infrastructure. But he doesn't want anything to happen because it wasn't on his watch. He doesn't care about the country and the infrastructure, our former president. How anybody could tolerate this man anymore, I just don't get.
What do you think's going to happen? I think ex-President Trump and a few of his cohorts have talked about a date in August when he's going.
August 13th, actually, is coming up. Friday the 13th, a week from Friday.
That's right.
The government's aware of that, but they took down the fences. I do not think they should have. I think that was a mistake.
The police.
I am not too worried, but as it gets closer, we'll have to see what kind of chitter-chatter there is in the internet and on social media. But I do think there is a dangerous situation. And this guy, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy,
yeah,
is certifiably insane. He needs to be committed. He's off the wall, you know.
His pillow isn't that good anyway.
What's that?
No, his pillow's not.
And Fox News even stopped taking his ads. Imagine that.
Yeah.
No. Well, he took them. I think he took them off because they wouldn't let him on. I think that's right. I think
is that right?
You know, he's just off the wall. And you know, I want to just point out, not picking on him, but he has a past of an alcoholic and drug addict. So he has mental issues from his past anyway. And the man should be repudiated by everybody. But still, we'll always have those who will, you know, back him because there's a lot of crazy people out there.
There are a lot of crazy people out there.
Mental illness is the biggest problem in this country. It really is scary.
Yeah, and you know, I think I mentioned this with Scott, if we find out that Trump, now I don't know if you watched Trump's niece talking last night on the Talking Head shows. She's a psychologist, and she said basically he
Mary is, Trump, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, she basically implied he is mentally ill. If we find out he's mentally ill,
well, how do you define that, though? They always say you have to have the person actually meet him, not just from what us watching him. There's no way to say that he's like he has cancer where he can be committed. I don't think anything can be done, but if he's indicted, I would say that would end the chance for him, and if he has to go to trial to be able to run for president, and hopefully the Republican Party will move away from the cancer that they are promoting. It's just unbelievable.
Well, if we find out that he is mentally ill, or if history finds out he was mentally ill,
that will definitely be so, yes.
Can we forgive him of some of what he's done?
No.
Okay.
No, we can blame the Republican Party and his family for allowing him to go on like that. I do not think he deserves forgiveness. He has been so monstrous. He's been responsible for what happened on January 6th. He definitely incited people. There's no debate about that, although people say there is. And we have a lot of people who are making fun of the police officers, Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson, which is absolutely a disgrace. They should be rotting in hell for that, for saying things like that, making fun of them and ridiculing them. And then there was, I think there were 21 House Republicans who did not vote to give gold medals.
That's
to them. The Senate went unanimous, thank goodness. The Senate's a little more, you know, less crazy than the House.
Yeah.
But to me, we can't do enough to honor. And now we have four people who've committed suicide, not two.
Yeah, two in the last couple of days, right?
Well, one I think was further back, but they hadn't announced it yet.
Okay.
But, you know, people just don't get it. We should put Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and their kind into that riot and have them face it directly, and maybe they would understand because they have no compassion, no decency. It's just unbelievable. It makes me so furious. It really does.
I was watching TV last night with my new puppy, Buddy.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well. And I said to Buddy, do you think these people realize how what they are doing? I mean, I was listening. I listened to Fox News every day for probably 15 minutes.
And what time do you listen to?
Well, last night I was listening late.
Who was on? Sean Hannity?
I can't remember. No, it wasn't Sean Hannity. I can't remember who it was.
Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson, unless you went much later.
No, it might have been Tucker Carlson. But anyway, they were saying things that I thought, do they not know what this can do to the person that they're talking about?
They don't care.
Their psyche.
They don't care.
Buddy looked at me like I was an idiot.
Well, at least you know he's a liberal Democrat.
He had no choice when he moved to our house. Anyway.
Sometimes I think the dogs and the cats are smarter than us, human beings.
Yeah? I have no doubt. I really don't have a doubt.
Sometimes, like, my son in Maryland has two cats, and sometimes they'll put faces on when they're watching TV that are hilarious, you know?
Well, at least you know if there are two cats and there's a bowl of food, one of them's going to steal it and the other one's going to steal it from the other. But there's no, they don't try and cover it up. They're just going to steal it. And you can see it right out in public.
Whereas, well, two dogs do the same thing?
Yeah, all dogs do the same thing. Except for they growl.
I don't know about dogs, but yeah, I figured that.
They growl at each other first. But
yeah.
And sometimes they just bite the head off of the other dog. That's kind of what we're doing right now. That's one of the reasons why I'm an atheist, is because I watch people act like animals, and I'm absolutely convinced we are only intelligent animals. That's all we are.
Well, some of us are intelligent animals.
That's right.
Some of these people, they have no morals, no ethics, no common decency, no compassion, no empathy. And that's one of the reasons I love Joe Biden, because I say he's perfect, but he's good. And by the way, I just wanted to say, I've been always wanting to get a Joe Biden bust. And I found it today.
Really?
I'm going to order it. I have a bust of every president, except Trump, of course. Yeah. Every president. Some of them are bigger, some are smaller. But it turns out, indeed, it is available for $26 plus shipping.
Yeah.
And it's on the National Archives website.
Oh, cool.
And it's really nice. 7.5-inch bust, $26, $8 shipping, $34. So I'm gonna order it, because I've been waiting to see a bust that's not one of these printed busts, a real bust.
Yeah.
And it's the same size as Lyndon Johnson's bust that I have here. It's a big bust, you know. So I'm going to order it. I'm excited about it. 7.5 inches, bronze finished polystone. And it's available at nationalarchives.org under collections and products. Anybody's interested. 7.5-inch bust, $26 and $8 shipping. I'm really excited about it. That's Obama's 60th birthday. This is a good day.
Yeah. Am I the only person that's listening to this show right now that's going, that's kind of a weird thing to say, that you absolutely love a bust and that you're going to pay for a bust?
Because I have all presidential busts and a few of non-presidents. I have Martin Luther King bust. I also have a Henry Clay bust.
Yeah.
And a little Roosevelt bust.
I want to giggle every time you say bust.
Well, that's what it's called.
I know.
The collector of bust. But I don't want everybody thinking it's like Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Exactly. I'm talking to Ronald Fineman, Dr. Ronald Fineman, the connoisseur of good busts.
That's so funny.
Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's called, a bust.
Yeah, I know it is.
Well, a printed bust, that's no good. I want a real bust.
What is a printed bust?
Nobody get off this topic, huh?
Well, we only have 2 minutes, so we're getting down there. Do you have anything else we need to talk about before we close up today?
Well, just the fact that August is the month of a lot of presidential birthdays. It includes Obama. It includes Benjamin Harrison, Herbert Hoover, Bill Clinton, and LBJ.
Huh.
And, of course, Harding died on August 2nd, 1923, and Coolidge became president.
That's right.
And Nixon resigned on August 9th, 1974, and Ford became president. So I had this article on my Progressive Professor blog about the 9 things that involved presidents in the month of August.
Well, there was something about Harding that I was going to...
Well, Harding died.
Yeah, but there was
August 2nd, 1923. So it's 98 years ago. He died after 2 years and about 5 months in office. Yes.
Well, I will bring it up next week when I remember what it was, but it was something about President Harding. I drove by the monument this morning on the way here, and there was a group of looked like students, but were not in sessions, but
nice,
standing out in front, getting their picture taken. Do you know, in the middle of the Harding Monument, there is a tree that's been growing there since they were buried there?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe
cool.
One day I'll come to Barry.
Yes.
It's one of the few presidential sites I haven't been to.
And I'll take you to my favorite restaurant, McDonald's.
Yes. We're running out of time, by the way.
Yeah, we only have 30 seconds, so.
Okay, so thanks again. We had a great time. We had a few layups.
Okay.
Look forward to next week.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman, our presidential expert, our assassination expert. He knows just about everything. So. We love to have him on, and I hope you had a great day. I did. And stay tuned. We'll be going to the news, and then we'll be back. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP.